Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3437. Happy December 1st to you. Yeah, it's the first of the month, and you know what that means. It is time to talk about what's going to be happening in the world of Star Wars storytelling during the month of December. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're going to run down our 12 categories of Star Wars storytelling and what we have to expect for the month of December. In them, that will include movies, live action shows, animation, books, audiobooks, short stories, comics, video games, virtual reality, merchandising, live events, and streaming services stuff. So let's dig in as we always do with movie-related stuff. So now that the writer's strike and the actor's strike are over, at least we feel like they are, the final vote on the actor's contract is happening now. The deadline is December 5th, and there's still a lot of controversy about what they agreed to or didn't agree to on the AI front, so we'll see how that all pans out. But be that as it may, the gates are open right now for work to be continuing on movie-related stuff. As we know, the most recent Star Wars date, or the nearest Star Wars movie date, is in May of 2026. It has been moved out from December of 2025. However, based on where we're at right now, and if people don't go back on strike, technically speaking, they could still hit a December 25 date if they wanted to. Though it certainly seems like Bob Iger is not necessarily keen to do something like that, since he just was quoted as saying that the reason why the Marvels is performing the way it is because executives weren't on set to oversee things. So apparently he thinks that there needs to be more executive involvement, which means that things need a little more time for scheduling for, you know, their busy stuff. Oh, yeah, not necessarily sure I agree with that, but yeah, that's what we got going on. Anyway, so the script for Daisy Ridley's Rise of Skywalker sequel, the New Jedi Order-ish movie, should be done by now. And that means that they could even be looking at casting now that the strike is over. As for any other movies, the only other bit of news that's been out there since the last time we talked about the subject is that Taika Waititi did an interview and said that he's going to take his time and let his movie bubble over on the side, as it were. So it seems like he's, you know, thinking about it, that makes it seem like he's not necessarily in active development. The last time we heard Kathleen Kennedy say anything about it, she had said that he needs a third act, he needs something to resolve it. And Taika also said in a recent interview that he's hoping to recapture the joy of the original trilogy. So there's that for what it's worth, but doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be any closer to finding out when that movie could come out. And it wasn't even one of the three that they talked about at Celebration anyway. So yeah, who knows? On the live action front, we have four different series that we can talk about. Skeleton Crew, there have been a couple of reports just over the last couple of days. A couple of the rumor leak spoiler websites have been bubbling and have corroborated each other's reporting that Skeleton Crew may be delayed as much as a year. We might not see it until this time next year, which is crazy to think about, though I don't think they've given any reason why this is going to be the case. It is surprising, though, because that one was in post-production at the time of Star Wars Celebration back in April, so they should have been done with it by now. It's really very strange, unless it falls in line with Bob Iger's whole thing about quality over quantity and wanting to slow down the amount of content that they're producing for Disney+. So there's that. The Acolyte should be in post-production as well. We were told at Celebration it was going to be coming out in 2024, and if the rumor leak spoiler situation is correct, it seems that we're going to get the Acolyte first. We may get it in the first half of 2024, and then we'll see Skeleton Crew in the second half of 2024. Then we have The Mandalorian, which was ready to go into principal photography before the strike happened, like just barely, basically. And now they're free to do that. They just have to work out the schedules, basically. But because of the delay with the writers and actors strikes, we're looking at 2025 at a bare minimum to see season four of The Mandalorian at this rate. And then the same applies for season two of Andor, which should be able to get back going again. But, you know, he also has to consider the possibility that some of the actors and some of the behind the scenes people, they may be scheduled to be working on other projects and might needed to have rotated off by now for all we know. But instead, they're 6 months behind in the work based on the strike. So, yeah, this is definitely going to throw a monkey wrench into stuff. We were hoping to see Andor potentially in the late summer, early fall of 2024, based on the way things went with season one. Now we're definitely looking at 2025 for it at the earliest as well. On the animation front, we were talking about Star Wars Insider Magazine yesterday, and in Insider Magazine, they are saying that we can expect season three of The Bad Batch to arrive in 2024. So that's a new bit of news. I mean, it seemed like that was the reasonable possibility, but now it's kind of confirmed. And we're expecting Tales of the Jedi season two to be arriving in 2024 as well. So yes, more work being done on those to get them ready for us in the new year. On the books front, there are no new books coming out in the month of December. However, there are two new audiobooks coming out, and they're based on books that were released in August. Specifically, the Essential Legends collection, they released two Thrawn-related books. That would be Outbound Flight and Survivor's Quest. Back in the day, they only released abridged audiobook versions, but now they are releasing unabridged audiobook versions narrated by Mark Thompson. Those are coming December 19th. On the short story front, issue 224 of Star Wars Insider is going to hit subscriber mailboxes during the month of December, and that means part three of the phase three storytelling for the High Republic will be in our hands this month. On the comics front, as usual, there's a whole bunch. So Star Wars issue 41, Bounty Hunters 41, Darth Vader 41, Dr. Aphra 39, Hyperspace Stories number 12, the miniseries D-Squad issue 4, The Dark Droids series issue 5, I think that's the finale of that. The adaptation of Mandalorian season 2 episode 7 is coming out. There's also the second issue of The High Republic for Marvel Comics for phase 3, and the very first issue of The High Republic Adventures for phase 3 is coming. Also, Shadows of Starlight, the miniseries issue 3 is coming out. And then finally, Revelations, a one-shot comic, is coming out, and it's supposed to tie together a whole bunch of eras and comics, and ultimately, as the publisher summary stuff says, that it's going to set the table for what's to come in the world of comics in the galaxy far, far away. So that's supposed to be a pretty exciting thing dropping later this month. And in just about every other front of Star Wars storytelling, things are looking pretty quiet. So we're not necessarily expecting any news on the virtual reality front or the video games front, although that would be nice. They've got some things percolating, so it would be great to get something in that regard for sure. On the merchandise front, yeah, a whole bunch of Star Wars merch is coming out, but there really hasn't been a lot that helps inform what we know about Star Wars storytelling or about things that have already happened or things that are coming up. Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping an eye on it, but right now things haven't been looking that great in that regard. We may end up taking the category off at one of these days, but yeah, for now, we're keeping it on there. And then the streaming front, there's nothing scheduled at this moment to be hitting Disney Plus that's brand new in the world of Star Wars, so for heaven's sake, if they would just do a Disney Gallery series for for the Andor series, that would be spectacular. They haven't done it for that. I think they've done it for just about everything else. They've had some behind the scenes things. So yeah, time to do that for Andor, folks. And I think I did see a rumor kicking around that they may be working on a season two of Light and Magic, that miniseries looking at the behind the scenes origins and all sorts of good fun stuff about Industrial Light and Magic. So that could be cool too. And then on the live event front, Planning is moving forward for Star Wars Celebration Japan, which is happening. We have dates now. So it is April 18th through 20th of 2025. And it's going to happen at the Makuhari Messe. I hope I've got that close to right. That's a convention center that is roughly an hour, 45 minutes outside of Tokyo. And there is a fan survey that's going out right now to previous Celebration attendees asking things about, you know, are you planning on going? Are you planning on cosplaying? What sorts of things would you be interested in? Are you interested in flight and hotel packages? And will you be visiting the Celebration store? And what will you buy there? And all sorts of things like that. So keep an eye for your email so you can fill that survey out and see the kinds of things that the fine folks at Repop are thinking about and wondering about as they start preparing for the next big Star Wars event. And that's what I've got for you, what we have to look forward to in the world of Star Wars storytelling for the month of December 2023, as we know it right now. And if we find out anything more interesting, fascinating, as news breaks, we will talk about it here on the show. But for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. If you appreciate the show, I hope you will consider supporting the show on Patreon. The website is patreon.com/SW7X7. Thank you so much for considering it. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.